This is Colorado Public Radio. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Moshevitz has now been to 35 of the 39 Telluride film festivals. He says this one was as good as ever.
There really is no way to sum up what happens in 4 days at the Telluride Film Festival. I saw terrific films and joined in conversations that still ricochet around in my head. But what pops up first when I think about this year's festival is Jack Garfine. Garfine was born in Czechoslovakia in 1930. His parents were murdered by the Nazis, and at the age of 15 he was liberated from the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp. He wound up an actor, theater director, and acting teacher in New York, and he made two striking movies. Something Wild opens with a rape, and for 1961 it's graphic. The movie then chronicles the despair of the young college student victim played by Carol Baker. And it's still rare for films to describe or understand the repercussions of rape instead of just the lurid action. Baker's character is about to jump off a bridge when a man rescues her. But he then imprisons her in his grimy apartment, and the story goes on from there. In the Q&A after the screening, Garfine was overwhelmed. When he recovered, he said that he hadn't seen the film in 50 years, and he talked about how artists often don't know what really drives their work. But he said that now he understood his own film, that the raped woman is essentially himself, and the movie was his delayed reaction to the unspeakable brutality of the Nazi camps. As story, Something Wild takes unexpected turns. Younger viewers expect a film about rape to be more obedient to current attitudes, which Something Wild does not do. And students at Telluride were also unsettled by how the film manages to be open-ended. It doesn't say what's good or right, it just looks at possibilities. It's a brilliant picture. The movie has credits that make you wonder how the then-young Jack Garfine had such connections. The cinematographer is German-born Eugen Schuften, one of the greatest cameramen so far. Aaron Copland composed the score, and the cast includes the then-young Gene Stapleton, Diane Ladd, and Mildred Dunnock, who got famous on Broadway for playing Willie Loman's wife in the first production of Death of a Salesman. To answer a question later in the festival, Garfine said he was sitting around one day with Samuel Beckett. Jaws dropped. Garfine knew, and he still knows, just about everyone, and he's been a significant figure in American theater for a very long time. Telluride doesn't separate films of the past from current movies. It's all cinema, and the programming makes you aware constantly of the traditions, the innovations, and the reach of cinema. The French archivist Serge Bromberg brought film from the early 1900s by the great pioneer Georges Méliès, and also a new Italian restoration of Charlie Chaplin's 1917 short masterpiece The Immigrant, and an early 1930s sing-along with Lillian Roth. The new film Midnight's Children is a huge 2.5-hour epic that starts 30 years before India was liberated from Britain. It's from the novel by Salman Rushdie and tells about a Muslim in India flung about and disoriented by political and social tumult. At another end of the spectrum is The Act of Killing, a documentary by Joshua Oppenheimer. He filmed a group of men who headed Indonesian death squads in the 1980s. Their assigned jobs were to terrorize and murder people suspected of being communists. Oppenheimer had them reenact killings, so the film shows a series of replayings, and one question is whether by restaging their own actions, do any of these terrible human beings understand what they did? And the festival also included Sally Potter's Ginger and Rosa and a 1928 Disney cartoon that left more than 500 people in stitches. And there was more. I'm Howie Moshevitz.
Howie Moshevitz teaches in the Telluride Film Festival Student Symposium for college students.